Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
I know, being born is terribly difficult and you're tired of it. But could you please just shut it, just for one moment, huh? Oh, thank you, Aya. Do you know what hangover is? Because I've got a raging one. And your incessant whining is just this side of making me want to tear my own ears off. So do you think that maybe we could just quit this for just long enough for me to get out of here? Okay. I'm going to have a quick conversation with your Uncle Jack. Gated own, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Come on, I'm supposed to drop you somewhere impoverished so you can grow up to care about your fellow man. All right, here we go, Vernon. Still great. Well, sonno, I'd say be good. I don't really need to tell you that, do I? Take your time. See you around, Arthur.
Tandon Productions presents The Sword and the Stoner. Episode 1. Who soweth, pulleth, doeth.
Oh, shit!
Gonna have to be better than that, Artie!
Fuck off! Nope, no way. Not again!
Sorry, Artie. See you at the bottom.
I almost had you on that last turn.
Almost isn't quite, Quinny.
Arthur is gonna be pissed.
So it'll be another Saturday.
Yeah. No. Oh, this, will you? My shoe is undone.
Yeah.
Are you gonna tell him?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? When?
When I tell him.
Okay.
I'll tell him. You know he's not going to... Oh, God.
Oh, God. He's not gonna...
Oh, you know he is.
Arthur, don't!
Oh, he's not gonna clear it!
Please don't. Oh, Jesus Christ!
Oh, you...
Wipeout. Maybe last in speed, but always first in style.
You're a fucking maniac.
You're a fucking idiot, okay? What are you doing? Are you hurt?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Don't be so dramatic.
You're bleeding.
Just a flesh wound.
Oh, my God. It could have been a broken bone. What would you have done then?
Well, that's what I've got you for.
Kiss or don't, but make a decision already. I'm starving.
Jesus, Kate, we're not gonna...
Back to the cabin to smoke?
Ha! And that is what they call twinlepathy.
What?
Twinlepathy. Twinlepathy. It's a thing.
No one has ever called it that.
Someone has definitely called it that.
Okay,
like,
you
right
two,
now.
Let's go smoke your last brain cell.
Arthur, your shoes. That's gonna stain.
Oh, you have got to relax, dude.
I'm relaxed. I'm always relaxed.
No, you're about to jump out of your skin. Arthur is gonna figure this out on his own if you don't chill the fuck out.
Look, Arthur couldn't figure out something on his own if it literally came out of his own anus.
Yeah, he is dense, maybe, but he's your twin brother.
Gwen, where's the stuff?
Top shelf. Look, he knows you better than anyone, Kay. He's gonna figure it out.
Maybe.
How fat should I roll this, my dick or Kay's?
Or maybe not.
Jesus Christ.
Guys?
We're twins.
Yeah, but our dicks aren't.
Yours, Arthur. I am not trying to black out.
Oh!
Whoa! All right, Gwenny. Christen her.
Arthur, Kay, my dearest friends in the whole world, under the stars of our birth night in the company of our entangled spirit.
Oh, get on with it!
Shut up! The speech is my favorite part.
Boo.
Under the stars of our birth night and in the company of our entangled spirits after 14 trial blends and 3, albeit small, chemical explosions.
3?
That's 2 less than last year. Progress.
Yay. Fair point. I present to you on our 25th turn around the sun, a quarter of a century blend. Arthur, the lighter. Happy birthday, bitches.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I needed.
TV, Gwen's turn.
And here's what you missed in my life.
Absolutely not. No way. I am listening to this garbage. No way.
Come on, it's my birthday.
Technically, it's all of our birthdays.
It is after 10 and 8 officially marks my part of the birthday, so stop trying to take the wrong point, Arthur.
Gwen, come on. How could you even stand this guy?
Oh, he's funny.
He's a full of himself, arrogant prick.
Synonyms.
Who is literally conning people into believing magic is real.
He's providing a service.
And raccoon guyliner?
I kind of like that bit.
Traitor.
What?
He's magnetic. 2 against 1. Go open the line.
Come on.
You really like his eyeliner?
Yeah, I do.
Welcome, one and all, to the only city in the world capable of locking me down. Now, it's partially about the magic, partially about the sin, and it's all about the money. Welcome to the fabulous, debaucherous, glorious Las Vegas! Now, this is the part of the show where I ask you to make a decision. Do you or do you not want to believe in magic? Now, I'm not talking about tricks or illusions. I mean real, gut-wrenching, laws of physics and God-defying magic. If you've gone to see any other show tonight, you'd be schooled in the art of misdirection. Asked to look over here while I perform a trick just out of sight. If you don't want to believe in magic, and I mean real, life-altering, earth-shattering magic, then I invite you to do what my counterparts beg of you. Focus on the beautiful, scantily clad men and women who serve as my assistants. Be dazzled by smoke machines and camera tricks. Follow spotlights. Close your eyes. Blink as much as you can. If you're afraid, behave how you would at any other magic show. And allow us to deceive you. But if you want to believe in magic, in real magic, then I beg of you, open your eyes. Keep them right on me. And prepare yourself to believe for once in your tiny, miserable lives. Believe in me. Now most of you have your eyes open, which is good, because that could have been awkward, huh? So let's begin. What kind of magic do you want to see? Huh? Do you like fire? Huh?
It's like, okay. So like, you know dragons?
What? Personally.
Wow, how cool would that be, huh?
Wait. Like little literal dragons or like figurative dragons?
Figurative dragons?
Like, you know, like a big, scary, metaphorical dragon.
Dragons from history!
Yeah, we get it. Past dragons. Dragons from like before.
Right.
Arthur?
Yeah?
What's insane about dragons?
Oh, look, like imagine me and you and Kay. We're all like islands, right?
Like people islands?
No, like islands, like countries, but ones that don't touch or talk to each other.
But can my island have coconut?
No, islands.
Okay.
We don't get islands.
So
we are the islands.
Can't have monkeys, is what you're saying.
No.
Man.
Okay.
But this is going to be better. Because listen. Okay, if we were all countries, islands, shit, that couldn't see each other or talk to each other, do you think we would have all imagined dragons on our own?
Like the band?
No! Like the history dragons. If we were all separate and had to come up with our own monster, what's the likelihood that we'd all come up with a big, scaly beast that could fly and breathe fire?
I guess pretty low.
Exactly.
I don't get it.
Isn't it obvious?
No.
Everyone made up dragons.
Yeah, dude, obviously. Yeah.
On their own. Without talking to each other about it, and that could only happen if...
Oh, they'd all seen a dragon for real!
Ding, 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 ding!
No way!
Why not?
Because if they all saw dragons, if dragons are real, where did they all go?
Someone slayed them. Someone big and strong and completely selfish.
Thank you. No, not now, Triss.
No, this is the fifth night in a row you haven't met with the fans after the show.
So they're learning to lower their expectations is a good life lesson.
They paid for a ticket, it's expected.
Oh, they didn't pay for me.
Merlin? You have got to start holding up your end of the bargain here. I can't keep holding off drunk bachelorettes and rabid tourists who come to Vegas explicitly for the chance to meet you.
Oh, tell them I've got a headache.
No, they just watched you make an elephant disappear. They don't care if you have a headache.
Well, then tell them that I've got a hangover, okay? The Ebola virus. Tell them I took a Viagra before the show and I've got a raging heart on the size of Big Ben himself. I don't care.
Oh, Merlin, I swear to God, one of these days I'm gonna... We're in your room.
Astute.
How did we get into your room? We would have had to walk through a casino full of fans.
Magic's kind of my thing.
But...
Look, do you really want to debate the finer points of magic with the best magician of the past century?
Well, I want you to do your job.
And I want you to take that stick out of your ass.
My job isn't to relax. You've made that near impossible. Hey, no, do not light that in here. Oh, Merlin, the cleaning fees alone... Working for you is like working for a tyrannical 5-year-old.
Are there any non-tyrannical 5-year-olds?
Yeah, my nephew's all right. Look, this is seriously starting to be... Merlin? Merlin, are you all right? Hey.
No.
No, what?
No.
Merlin, seriously.
No.
What is going on? It's just weed, right? You haven't gotten like a real drug addiction, have you?
Fucking bastard, I thought I had more time.
Oh no, Merlin!
Kay?
What?
Kay.
What, Arthur?
Can you get more wine?
You have feet.
But your feet are bigger.
Maybe if you got things for yourself from time to time, you'd have big feet too.
Are you saying feet growth is directly linked to use of feet?
I might be.
Oh, we should test that.
We should stop drinking anyways. Gwen and I have to get back for class tomorrow.
Oh, no, I forgot about that.
Suckers.
Not all of us are coasting on Dad's money.
Sounds like a personal decision.
Guys, don't start.
I mean, Jesus, Arthur, we're 25. Don't you want to do something for yourself?
Like what?
I mean, Gwen's got the chemistry thing. I've got law school. Aren't you bored?
I wake up, I chill, I tan, play video games. On a really hard day, I have to shower before noon and go somewhere to get laid. Why would I want to fuck that up?
My God, just tell him.
Gwen!
Tell me what?
Nothing.
Tell him or I will.
Shut up!
What's going on? Are you dying?
No!
Is Dad dying?
No, Arthur!
Am I dying?
No one's dying!
Unless you mean metaphorically.
I'm going to literally kill you if you don't shut up!
Someone better tell me what's going on, because I am starting to get fucking paranoid, and I don't think it's the weed's fault, Gwen.
I found out you're adopted!
I'm what?
I only just found out, okay? I was looking for one of Dad's textbooks, and the adoption papers were just there, like, sitting out.
You want me to believe Dad just left something out in his office? He's the most anal-retentive person we know.
I don't know. I haven't even asked him about it.
How long have you known?
I just found out.
How long have you known?
About a week.
And you?
About an hour after that.
That's just fucking awesome.
Hey, Arthur, where are you going? Arthur! Arthur!
Leave me alone!
Come on, Arthur, just hear him out.
Do you guys know where we are?
We can't be that far from where we usually go.
Yeah, let's retrace our steps, yeah?
I just think we've been walking for a while and nothing looks familiar and the trees are kind of moving.
Might be the weed. I tried something new.
Do you guys see that?
What?
Arthur, wait, let's head home.
You really don't see that?
Is he hallucinating? What did you give him?
We also don't smoke the same thing. It's not like I can product test before we smoke it.
Jeez. Dude, what the fuck?
Is that a sword?
Huh. Let me see here. Who so pulleth out this sword from the stone is rightwise king born of all England. Huh.
I like England.
You've never left the country.
I like the idea of England.
I'm gonna get it.
Dude, that thing's like completely rusted over.
It's moss, bro. You really think I can't compete with like a little moss?
Yeah, okay, don't hurt yourself.
Whatever. It's probably been stuck there for like ages. Hey, you try it.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Whatever. Arthur, your turn.
You don't have to take it to dinner first. Just pull it out.
Don't rush me. I am, like, so high right now, and I'm still so fucking mad at you, and it's really hard to balance on this rock, and it's not like it's going to...
Whoa.
Come out? What the fuck?
Gwen, what the fuck did we smoke?
This episode of The Sword and the Stoner was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Dylan McCollum as Arthur, Sam Meter as Merlin, James Oliva as Kay, Marissa Tandon as Gwen, and Grace Corcunis as Triss. Additional sound design assistance was provided by Lily Martinez, and our original music is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez. Our next episode premieres in 2 weeks, but until then, you can join us at our website at tandonproductions.com. There, you can sign up for a free account where you'll gain access for updates, sneak peeks, and bonus content for the show before anyone else. You can click the link in the episode description or go to tandonproductions.com.